Thursday night, Chav Zayin Elul. So, it's brought down, not such nice things happen to you if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah. In some sources, the Lashon is Asur to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So, when is it talking about? At night, you're allowed to sleep. So, at night, you're sleeping. So, L'chaira would mean the day, in the morning, first of all, and it would be a good reason to institute that we should have Mvasikin on Rosh Hashanah, because you shouldn't be sleeping after Alois HaShachar anyway. But, truth be told, the poskim say, the contemporary poskim say, it doesn't refer to the morning, probably not, they say, because you... given the reasons why you're not supposed to sleep, so if you're still sleeping from your nighttime sleep, so it wouldn't mean that sleeping of, that's a hemshech of the night, so it probably doesn't mean that. So then the question is, when does it mean? Does it mean afterwards? Does it sad that it doesn't mean afterwards either, meaning the afternoon, because it's nimtiku hadinim, it's after chatzos, it's after the tkiyas, it's after musaf. So it's not so clear. So maybe it means during davening, which indeed many people do fall asleep. But it doesn't mean that either, because the contemporary poskim say also it doesn't mean someone sitting by the table and dozes off. It's also not referring to such a person. It's not like sleeping outside the sukkah. It means you go to sleep. So, and when... So there's a het for everything. Baruch Hashem, Kalikol does not have to worry.